myself and my wife usually come out for a run around, and we love looking over the Swilly and that, and we came down this way. And I went down by the pier, as I always do, and it's nice to sit there and watch the goings on, people come and go. And I saw this car out a bit off the slipway that's used for the ferry, you know, and it's used by lots of people. But down at the bottom of the slipway, there's green algae. And if you go down too far, even people running to help. Yesterday evening, we're slipping on it and falling. It's just like ice nearly, that as far as slipping is concerned. And I saw the car out a bit, and I said to my wife, if those boys don't come back, they're not going to get a grip on the cement. And I up screwed down my window and shouted, "Are you all right?" And the man shouted, "Phone the Coast Guard." And I got out of the car and I says, "No, phone the Coast Guard, phone the Coast Guard." And I phoned the services, 999, and I got through the man head immediately. And I explained the saying, "There's a car in the water and there's a family in it, and it's going to be sinking, and we need anybody and everybody as quick as you can, as quick as you can, as quick as you can." And there came a fella along, I was talking to him, and he's over from Kerrykeel. And I says, "Can you swim?" And he says, "I can." And I says, "Please, please, please." And he stripped off to his underwear and headed out. And it was a great that he did. And he came back with a wee baby. I think whether he got it or how he got it, but they're saying that it was handed out to him. And when he came back, he was totally exhausted. I think if he had it another 5 years ago, I can't say how he'd have made it. He was shouting, "Grab the baby, grab the baby." And he was taken to hospital. He was cut and different things, you know, but very heroic. And it saved the wee baby's life. And all the time, the car was bobbling about. And I was hoping against hope, because I knew the servers were all on their way. And I was hoping against hope that the car would stay up until the people came. And I was watching the car, and the nose was starting to dip. And then all of a sudden, the whole car just went down, the nose first, and everything stopped. It was harrowing and heart-rending. I don't want to go into detail on it. It was a very...
Understandably, Francis, yeah. Very, very distressing scenes, major rescue operation, and there you are, an eyewitness, and it's all unfolding in front of your eyes.
And feeling hopeless and helpless. Nothing you could do, and the man was shouting to me. And I said, "I phoned them, and they're on their way, everybody's on their way," and they're still shouting. And I says, "They're on their way, everybody's coming, you know." And they might have got some hope when the guy arrived and got the wee baby. I don't know, they probably thought things were happening, but the nose of the car just went down, and that is it, all over.
Francis, I appreciate that it was very difficult, and I can imagine just that you were among many people who'd come out for a beautiful evening stroll. No one could ever have anticipated something like this.
I would say when I came, it wasn't that long since he had gone out, but it's far enough out that he wouldn't have got the grip on the water, you know, or on the concrete. And I said to my wife, you know, they weren't that far. I said, they're not going to get a grip if they try to get back in again. But not knowing that it was a family, you know, I thought, you know, times fellas can go about and take chances, you know, but here it was, a family of six. And you felt so hopeless, and you were watching it, and you knew what was going to happen, and you watch it unfolding in front of your eyes, you know. And surreal, the whole thing. It's like we go down here any time we're out. We always go down by the pier, especially in the summer when the ferry's there, with all these people coming and going, etc., you know.